Yerushalmi, Masters corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, 10 lines up from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Haya Oisa B'Te'inim, Lo Yoichu Ba'anovim. Ba'anovim, Lo Yoichu B'Te'inim. The Mishnah says in Masechet Bava Metzia, if a worker was working with figs, he may not eat grapes, and vice versa. V'Taniyala, Haya Oisa B'Yichu Ze, Lo Yoichu B'Yichu Acher. The Baisa says about that Mishnah that if he was working with a certain branch, he may not eat from a different branch. The Gemara asks that our Mishnah taught that if a worker was harvesting poor figs, he may not eat from Benoit Sheva, which is good figs, and vice versa. If the Baisa said that one cannot even eat from a different branch, why would our Mishnah need to teach that one cannot eat from another type of fig? Their answer is no, it's needed when one type was grafted onto the branch of another type. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Hei, when you enter your neighbor's vineyard, I might have thought that the Pasuk is permitting anyone to eat from a person's grapes at harvest time. The Pasuk says, but you may not put any into your vessel, however you may put into your friend's vessel, and this refers to a worker. V'chalta anovim, v'chi ein anu yoidim she'ein bekerem l'chol el anovim, natam olema v'chalta anovim, ela mikan she'im haya oise v'te'inim l'yocha ba'anovim, ba'anovim l'yocha v'te'inim. And you shall eat grapes. Well, don't we know that the only thing that grows in a vineyard is grapes? Rather, it teaches that if he's working with figs, he may not eat grapes, and vice versa. As you desire, it says, whatever your inclination desires, you may eat. As you desire means anything that is exempt from masters, just as you means the owner may eat and he is exempt, so too the worker may eat and is exempt. As you desire means only what your soul needs to sustain itself. The worker may not eat more than the value of his wage. From here, Rav Lazar Chesma would also say that a worker may not eat more than his wage. Minayin shenafshei kruya scharai, and from where do we know that his soul refers to his wage? Ve'abor b'shem Rav Yosi b'tchanina, ne'ma kan nafshei ve'ne'ma lahalon nafshei, dechviv ve'elav hu noise es nafshei, ma nafshei mu lahalon scharai afkan scharai. And the Gemara answers that Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that the same phrase, his soul, is used in the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Tes Vav, you shall give him his wage on his day and not let the sun set over it, for he is poor, and he risks his life for it. Just as over there, his soul refers to his wage, so too over here. Sabecha, l'shulei yehi oichel omeki, sabecha, shulei yehi mekalef b'teinim, emetzmech v'anovim. The same pasuk that we quoted before says, until you are satiated, don't eat so much that you eat and you vomit it out. Until you're satiated also means don't eat the flesh and discard the skin of the grape, the figs or grapes. Roshayim hapayalim lepavel pitam betzir b'shoshayicha anovim harbe, I should say. Workers are permitted to dip their bread in brine so that they will have an appetite to eat many grapes. On the other hand, the employer may give them wine to drink so they will have less appetite and eat less grapes. A cow owner may leave the cow hungry at night, so it will eat a lot when it's threshing with those that are hiring it. An owner may feed it bundles of sheaves so it won't eat a lot while threshing. Rabbi Abou said, give esroegim to animals so they don't eat the grains. Rabbi Chananya would feed them dried fig wings, and Rabbi Mana would feed them istafini parsnips. Rabbi Chiya in advice said that a worker may eat the first cluster even though he hasn't yet put anything into the vessel of the employer. Tani Eshkol Achroin, the advice says he may eat from the last cluster even though he will no longer be putting anything into the vessel of the employer. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi La Nosna Lasal also. Shmuel quoting Rabbi La said that once he's put it into the basket, he may not take from it since his work with that fruit is now complete. אמר רבי יוסי לא כן סיחה כשהיה הוא בויצה ואחרי המוילך. אבל אם היה הוא בויצה הוא מוילך, מתחילה אייכל משום הרחוס מדינה, אלא בסייף אייכל משום פיילם. Rabbi Yossi says that it's needed when he was picking grapes and someone else was carrying them. But if he was also carrying them, he may eat at the beginning when the grapes were in the basket, as one who is guarding fruit, which permits him to eat according to local custom. At the end, when he's carrying the basket, the Torah permits him to eat as a worker. Hapayolim oichlim behelichasam me oman la oman, ubechazirasam lagas ubechamor shetehe pyrekes. Workers may eat even when they're going from row to row and when they're returning to the wine press, and they may eat from the load on top of the donkey. Tani ma'arim adam al pe'alav liyos oichlim teisha v'koytzim achas. A person may avoid his workers tithing the produce he gives them by having them eat 9 fruits and leaving 1 to dry. If tani koytzim teisha v'oichlim achas. Another version says by having them leave 9 to dry and eating 1. Nich oichlim teisha v'koytzim achas koytzim teisha v'oichlim achas. The Gemara says, well, the first version is understandable because it's permitted even though it appears deceitful. But why would the Baisa need to teach us the other version? This doesn't involve any form of deceit at all. Rabbi Avin answered, it's needed so that you shouldn't say that when the workers eat the last fig, it's considered to be done after the figs are complete and it should be obligated. The Gemara asked, when the Mishnah taught that one who exchanges fresh figs or drying figs with his friend, or he exchanges his fresh figs for his friend's drying figs, he's obligated to tithe as it's like a sale. It's understandable that to exchange fresh figs obligates like a sale since they are complete, but to exchange drying figs, why is it obligated since they aren't yet complete? Amr Blaza, Dubmehi, Dubmeh Oma, Mekach Toivo Bepeiros Shle Nigru Melachton. Rabbi Blaza says, it's the opinion of Rabbi Meir that an acquisition can even obligate fruits that are incomplete. Amr Blaza, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, Shneim Amudov Echad, Kamad Rabbi Leza Oime, Truma Toiveres Bepeiros Shle Nigru Melachton, Kain Rabbi Meir Oime, Mekach Toivo Bepeiros Shle Nigru Melachton. Rabbi Blaza says that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Leza say the same thing. Just as Rabbi Leza says, and we saw that earlier, that separating truma even obligates fruits that are incomplete, similarly Rabbi Meir says an acquisition can even obligate fruits that are incomplete. Hadnalach Perk Haya Over.